The news is read for us now by Brian Jennings.
The Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has arrived in Taiwan on a visit that has been highly criticised by China, which insists that the self-ruled Democratic Island is part of its territory. In an address to the Taiwanese Parliament, Mrs. Pelosi praised the country as one of the world's most resilient. She said she wanted to make it unequivocally clear that the United States would not abandon the island. At a news conference afterwards, Mrs. Pelosi said Taiwan was a model for democracy in Asia.
Taiwan has evolved to a stronger place now, and it offers a very strong contrast to what's happening in mainland China. No more evidence needed than what happened in Hong Kong under one country, two systems. It didn't happen.
In response to Mrs. Pelosi's visit, China has imposed trade sanctions on Taiwan and has announced that it will carry out live-fire military exercises around the island this week. China's foreign ministry has also summoned the US ambassador in Beijing to protest against the visit. The Stormont Assembly will meet today to seek to elect a speaker. The DUP has made it clear it will once again block the move. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
This is the third time the Stormont Assembly has been recalled to elect a new speaker since the election on the 5th of May. Until that happens, the Assembly can't conduct any business, including the appointment of a First and Deputy First Minister. The debate had been due to take place last Tuesday, but was postponed as a mark of respect following the death of former Northern Ireland First Minister David Trimble. The move is doomed to fail, as the election of a Speaker requires the support of a majority of Unionist and Nationalist Assembly members, and the DUP will not endorse it. It says there must be more progress on British government legislation to override parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. Speaking at the funeral of former Ulster Unionist leader David Trimble on Monday, former moderator for the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, Reverend Charles McMullen, urged local politicians to engage with courage, pragmatism and generosity of spirit to resolve the protocol dispute and restore power sharing as soon as possible. But despite cross-party tributes to Mr. Trimble in the Stormont Assembly chamber yesterday, there's no sign of any agreement on this issue. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
A Fianna Fáil senator has called on Sabina Higgins, the wife of President Michael D. Higgins, to apologise for posting her own private opinion on the President's official website. In a statement yesterday, Ms. Higgins moved to clarify comments she had made in a letter to the Irish Times, in which she called on Ukraine and Russia to negotiate and agree a ceasefire. The letter had been published on the president.ie official website before being removed, Una Kelly reports.
Fianna Fáil Senator Erin McGreehan said she welcomed Sabina Higgins' statement yesterday, in which she condemned the illegal Russian invasion of Ukraine, but defended her recent comments on the war, saying she was dismayed by the criticism. But Senator McGreehan has called on Sabina Higgins to apologise for posting her own opinion on the President's official website, and has demanded clarity on why, as she put it, a private citizen's opinion was published there. In her statement, Sabina Higgins said that since 2014, she has had a dedicated section on President.ie, which contains details of the activities she undertakes. Sabina Higgins said that last week a number of people had missed her letter in the newspaper and were not able to access it online. Therefore, she put it on her section of the website, but took it down when people saw it as being presented from the general President.ie webpage.
The Irish language film On Colleen Kuhn has been selected by the Irish Film and Television Academy as Ireland's entry to the Best International Feature Film category at the Academy Awards next year. It will now be considered for inclusion on a long list. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley.
Starring newcomer Catherine Clinch and produced by Dublin company Inchgale and Colleen Kuhn, The Quiet Girl tells the story of a young girl sent to live with her relatives in 1980s rural Ireland. It became the first Irish language film to win the Best Film IFTA and won 7 IFTAs overall. It has now been selected as Ireland's entry for the International Feature Film category at next year's Oscars. The film was made under the Cine Cahir scheme from TG Cahir, Screen Ireland and the BAI. This is just the first step in the road to the Oscars for An Cailín Chún. The film will now be considered for inclusion on a 15-film long list in December, and a short list will be chosen in January.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ Airona 3 air-to-water air source heat pump for efficient, sustainable, cost-effective heating. Visit grant.eu.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers today, with heavy showers this afternoon and evening. It'll become drier across the south and west later in the day as showers become isolated. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 20 degrees.